This is the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network.
No. This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents Do Not Speak with the Bone Man on Animal Crossing. Written by Matt Deeping and narrated by Cole Burkhart.
This is a warning to all those who, like I once was, are obsessed with Animal Crossing. This is not a joke, nor a trick. This is real. This happened, and I am praying it will not happen to another player. Please read this and follow my advice. When he appears, do not speak with the Bone Man on your island. I received my Switch for my birthday back in May. I was so excited. It came with one game, the only game I was interested in. Animal Crossing. As weeks led into months, I built my island, completing my goals, making friends, and partaking in my favorite pastime, finding new exhibits for my museum. My island was a happy place. It was also my happy place. After work, I could sit back on the sofa and play for hours. Fishing, catching, chatting, visiting, it was what I needed after a long, stressful day. The perfect way to unwind. I'm not gonna lie, I have probably put in an unhealthy amount of hours into that game, so when I saw something I didn't recognize, it really got my heart going. It was odd. I immediately noted that it was a bit dark for an Animal Crossing, but I put this down to the fact that it was approaching Halloween and must have been an update added by Nintendo. On the beach it lay, a skeleton with no skull. I went up to it and pressed the A button, but nothing happened. I walked off and left it, assuming it was just a decorative piece for the time of year. The next day, I noticed the skeleton had disappeared and thought nothing to it. Then, a few days later, it appeared again, this time on the other side of my island. I approached it again and this time pressed several different buttons, trying to get a reaction. I'm not sure what I pressed, but it worked. The skeleton did not move, but a speech bubble appeared with the following words.
Hello. I am the Bone Man. Find my head, and I will set you free.
Yeah, it was weird. Really weird looking back on it, but to be truthful, I just saw it as a fun new challenge with a mysterious prize, so off I went to search the island. I searched all night for the head of the Bone Man. I even tried diving in the ocean to find it, but I found nothing. I was annoyed, but went to bed that night and had mostly forgotten about my failed quest by the next day. A few more days passed. I hadn't completely forgotten to search for the head of the Bone Man, whose strange skeleton lay on the beach and hadn't moved again. But I was getting on with other things, such as selling critters and fish, so on Sunday I could buy as many turnips as I possibly could. I also searched for fossils, as there's pretty good money in selling those, which Blathers, the museum curator, didn't want. That's when things started to get creepy. I just finished fishing off the north shore of my island and was running back to Nook's Cranny to sell my fish when I saw it. A pentagram on the floor. It looked very similar to the starlight pattern, which is used to tell you when a fossil lies underneath. I didn't even think about it too much and pulled out my spade and dug on top of the pentagram. "You found the bone man's head," popped up on screen. I was super excited and forgot all about my fish and went straight to where the rest of the bone man's skeleton had been. But when I arrived, it wasn't there. Defeated, I went to the shop and sold my fish, and then headed to the museum to have Blathers assess my fossils. I didn't mean to, but I clicked on the bone man's head before continuing my conversation with the curator. No. No, no, no. Blathers started saying, just repeating this word over and over again. Then he did something I'd never seen him do. He took flight and flew up until he was almost looking through the screen at me rather than looking at my character. "Leave this place. Leave. Do not come back," he cried before disappearing off my screen entirely.
Hello, this is Jason, co-host of the All 80s Movies Podcast, with a message from Factor Meals. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer, thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you will always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you will always have new flavors to explore. Treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/80smovies50 and use code 80smovies50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code 80smovies50 at factormeals.com/80smovies50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
I actually laughed at this, believing it to be another Halloween gag by Nintendo. I wish this had been true. I put the bone man's head in the storage of my house and carried on with what I would normally do. Fishing, catching, chatting, and visiting. When Sunday came around, I was really excited to get my hands on as many turnips as I could buy. I logged on in the morning and spent all my bells on the turnips, then logged off and waited for Monday. On Monday, I logged on again. I went into my storage at my house and picked out all the turnips I had bought. Whilst doing so, I hovered over the bone man's head. However, it was no longer called that. The graphic was the same. It was in the same place I had left it in storage, but now it read Tim's head. That did creep me out a little. I shook it off and wondered if it was a developer gag. Someone who had added the update playing around with a friend. Must be, right? I took my turnips over to Nook's Cranny. As always, Tommy and Timmy were waiting for me. I told them I wanted to sell and selected all my turnips for them and waited to hear the price. But no price came up. Tommy's expression became weird then. His eyes grew in size and out of nowhere started vomiting on the shop floor. Timmy, on the other hand, stood still. His eyes had turned into large crosses. He did not move or say a word. I left the shop quickly, as this really freaked me out. I opened my pockets to make sure I still had my turnips. Yep, they were still there. Then, on further inspection, the graphic usually used for my turnips was different. This time, they were red. I hovered over a stack of turnips, and instead, they were now called Severed Head. Now even I thought this was messed up. A joke gone way too far. Straight away, I decided to go see Tom Nook, the leader of the island, to see if that would clear up what was going on. On my way to the town hall, I ran past the museum, but it wasn't like before. It was boarded up, I couldn't even get inside. And this just made me want to speak with Tom Nook more. I entered the town hall and Tom Nook stood alone. This time unusually in front rather than behind his desk.
"You found it then," were his words to me.
The game gave me no option to reply, and Tom Nook continued.
"I guess I owe you an apology, you see. This island getaway was more of an escape than the dawn of a new civilization or holiday. We thought this time he wouldn't find us, but again, he did."
"This time, it let me reply. Who find you?"
"My brother, Tim."
As he said those words, the lights inside the town hall turned off, but I could still see Tom Nook standing in front of me in the shadowy room.
"I suppose he wants his payment."
Tom Nook spoke again. "Payment?" I selected as my reply.
"That is one way of calling it, though perhaps sacrifice is better."
Before I could even take those words in, Tom Nook pulled something from his pocket. An axe. I tried to move my character, but I couldn't. None of the controls were working. With one swing of his axe, Tom Nook cleaved my character's head clean off. I dropped the console onto my lap and watched as the screen filled with blood and the words "Game Over" appeared in black letters across the red screen. My Switch turned off. I didn't pick the console back up for a couple of days. I asked my friends if they had seen anything weird on Animal Crossing, but none of them had. I didn't go into detail about what happened to me. I tried turning my Switch back on this morning, but it didn't work. It wouldn't even charge. This thing is completely busted. I know you think that this is made up, or that my Switch broke another way, but you're wrong. I truly believe something which wasn't meant to happen on my Animal Crossing island happened. I've heard how games can actually become possessed. I think this is what happened to my game and my console. I'll try turning it on again soon, but I'm almost certain it will not work. If anyone out there knows something about this, then please send me a message. If this happens to anyone else, I can only suggest not talking with the Bone Man. And if you do accidentally, then please don't dig up the head. I don't want more happy players to end up like me. Be careful. MD Games 92.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license. Some rights reserved, unless otherwise stated.
The Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network. Home of Creepy.
For disturbing and terrifying creepypastas.
SCP Archives, with full cast storytelling. Horror Queers.
Genre commentary from the LGBTQ perspective.
The Boo Crew, for horror-centric interviews.
Listen free
wherever you stream audio and at bloodydisgusting.com/podcasts.